All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just hope that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, he protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and you keep fighting a good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You stay on a narrow path and you keep helping a whole bunch of people along your journey as well. And let the Lord keep using you. You keep him first forever. Amen. Always keep the kingdom of heaven first. All things shall be added to you. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. Let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up. Let us thank the Lord for guiding us through the evening and the night as well. Let us thank the Lord for protecting us going in and coming out. And let us thank the Lord for his grace, his favor, his mercy, his word, his only begotten son, all those amazing things. Amen. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, and a roof over our head. Have to always remember to be content, grateful, appreciative, and thankful. You might not be exactly where you wanted to be right now, but the Lord is still with you, all right? So more praising, less complaining, amen? Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome, everybody. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. Praying for you all, loving you all, and I just hope that we keep on encouraging each other in the Lord. We keep uplifting each other in Christ, amen? We're scattered all four corners of the earth. But yeah, we can still serve the same creator. Amen. We can still worship in truth and spirit. And we are all holding hands together, arm in arm. In this journey, you are not alone. We are all going through it, all four corners of the earth. Okay, so press on and stay in unity and harmony forever. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome everybody, all peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all faces, all races, all four corners of the earth. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted, it is all right. Let us gather together in harmony, peace, and love for the Most High. Let us call on his name, sing a new song, dance, praise him, clap our hands, play an instrument, whatever you do, praise the Lord with all your joy and gladness. Amen. Because he done so much things for us, we can't even keep count of it. All right. So got to always praise him, y'all. Praise him with your brothers and your sisters. Yes, yes, y'all. Let us love the Lord our God for all of our mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until his son comes back. He is coming back like a thief in the night. He is coming back in a twinkling of an eye. He is coming back in an hour nobody knows but the Father. He is coming back for a people who are spotless and blameless. All right, so let's clean ourselves up, tighten up. Let's do better for the Most High and stay ready for his return, okay? Let us keep obeying the Lord, obeying his voice, hearkening to his ways, hearkening to his voice. Let us keep obeying the law, statutes, and commandments. Let's obey the gospel and know the Lord better. And let's just always keep working hard for him, y'all. Got to work hard for him. You always have to, people. Got to stay obedient, stay in alignment, stay faithful, okay? Yes, yes. The Lord is bigger than your problems, okay? Stop worshiping your problems. Worship the Creator, all right? The obstacles, the challenges, the things you're facing, you will overcome. You will thrive through it, okay? You will have a testimony afterwards, okay? So do not be anxious. Always go to the Lord with prayers, requests, thanksgivings, petitions, all of that, okay? And cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you, okay? He cares, all right? Yes, yes, y'all. So in today's message, we're going to do some scripture reading. We're just going to review the book of, you know, we're going to go through Psalm 23 and the book of Proverbs, okay? So we'll go through that with commentary and extra inputs as well. And then from there, we'll close out with a prayer. We'll close out with a priestly blessing. And we'll close out giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And praise the only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. So you can never go wrong reading the word at all. And everybody really loves Psalms a lot, and everybody loves Proverbs a lot. You know, very effective, brief, relatable, and straightforward. Amen. So we'll go through Psalm 23 and Proverbs and go from there. Okay, so here we go. Psalm 23, a psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Yes, yes, y'all. Powerful, amazing words right there that we could always keep with us, okay? He is our shepherd, y'all. He's the great shepherd, the good shepherd. Yes, yes, he cares for his people, y'all. He cares for his sheep, man. He cares for it. You know, the word sheep has a very negative connotation in society, the way the word sheep is used. But in a biblical and a spiritual sense, sheep are delicate, precious, beautiful, harmless animals, you know. And that's what God compares us to. That's why God always calls us to walk in love, walk in peace, self-control, all those different things, all fruits of the Spirit, because we can't operate the way the world does and how malicious, angry, and violent they are. We can't always move in that same wavelength they be moving, you feel me? We have to really move by the Spirit and love and grace as well, you know. And he does, he always provides for us, you know. We shall not be lacking, we shall not be in want. In these challenging times that we're in, a lot of people are dealing with so much, you know, burdens or what have you, whether it's finances or bills, living condition, or certain wants and necessities. I mean, that's an everyday hassle for everybody out here. People are pulling out their savings and using up their 401ks or having problems, access to some of the things that's owed to them or have you. So a lot of people are dealing with all types of issues financially, condition, living-wise, bills, so forth and so forth. So the Lord is our ultimate provider. The Lord does make a way. His timing is due time and perfect timing. So we have to really trust on him, because the things we're going to go through for the rest of our lives, we are not going to have the answers to. So we have to just go seek the Lord for it. We are not going to be able to figure every single thing out. That's going to drive us crazy. Amen. So we always got to seek the Lord's face and go to him for everything. You look to the hills and your help comes from the Lord. Amen. So we shall not be lacking. We shall not be in want. He supplies us in his riches in Christ. Amen. So we keep the kingdom of heaven first. All things shall be added to us. We seek the kingdom of heaven. Okay. And those who are in want or lacking, always be a helping hand. Always be generous. Always be given and supportive as possible. If the Most High has blessed you more than enough. Amen. And he does lay us down in green pastures. He does give us that peace, that comfort, beautiful dwelling places to relax in. Even in the midst of all the chaos off four corners of the earth, we're still in green pastures. Amen. And he leads us by still waters. So that peace, that tranquility, that harmony, that inner peace is just beautiful to have. Things may be crazy outside of you, and things may be crazy right in front of you, right in the environment you're in. But that inner peace that the Lord gives you, that true peace that comes from God, you know, God is the God of peace. He's not the author of confusion. He's the God of peace. So we have the Lord's peace in us. You know, that's what gets us through everything that we've been through in our lifetime and continue to go through. Amen. Furthermore, he does restore our soul. So a lot of people out there tend to be tormented or have went through certain traumas or shocks or very harsh, harmful things or what have you. But only the Lord can restore your soul. Amen. Only he could do it. Nothing in the world can restore your soul. Only the Lord can restore it. His power, his grace, his love, his presence, that could fix everything. All right. He will restore your soul. So if there's anybody out there listening who has a damaged soul or who feels tormented or haunted by things of the past, or understand that to not dwell in former things, to not dwell in the past, the Lord's doing a new thing. The Lord wants to make you new. He wants to make you complete and mature, and he wants you whole, okay? He calls us to be whole, like wholeness, holiness, complete, all those things, okay? So the Lord will restore your soul. There's people out here who have damaged souls from hurting words or traumatic experiences or domestic violence or any sort of trauma or any event that happened in your life. You know, people are really hurt by it, okay? And the Lord understands our pain. The Lord understands what we've been through in our lifetime, okay? What we've endured and what we survived. So true healing belongs to him, okay? He will restore that soul of yours. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. So the Lord is guiding our steps, y'all. He's guiding our feet, people. He's guiding it, okay? And even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil. All right. Can't fear nothing out here, people. Got to be bold and courageous, firm, 10 toes down, steadfast, strong. Strong, strong, strength, strength. I speak strength over your life right now in Jesus' name. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. All right. So the Lord comforts us with his presence, his grace, his love, the Holy Spirit, the comforter, the helper, the counselor that helps us. Okay. You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. So the Lord will bless you right in front of people that hate you or can't stand you. Amen. He bless you right in front of enemies. He did it all for you right in front of people that thought nothing's going to happen for you. Amen. The Lord will do it right in front of them. God always blesses his people in tight spaces and tight places. He did it for Joseph. He did it for Daniel. God will promote you in front of everybody. Amen. God promoted Pharaoh right way. He promoted Joseph right in front of Pharaoh. He promoted Daniel right in front of King Nebuchadnezzar. God will promote you right in front of those who oppress you or hurt you or have you. He will He will put you on right in front of your enemies, okay? You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. My cup runs over. Right, runs over, people. He anoints our head with oil. We are anointed people, okay? We are anointed. Oh, the fire, the Holy Spirit, all of that. We are anointed, okay? Surely goodness and love, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. So no matter where you go in life, goodness and mercy is just with you everywhere you go. Everywhere you go, the light just shining. The light of Christ is shining all throughout. Everywhere you go, love and grace and mercy. Just favor all over your life. Amen. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Some powerful words right there. Dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Just constantly being in God's presence, constantly wanting to embrace him, calling on his name, praying to him, pray without ceasing in his house forever. Name in the Lamb's book of life, eternal life, a hundredfold, all those things, y'all, have to do in the house of the Lord forever, y'all. Have to, okay? So I just want to go through Psalm 23. Now, what I would love to do is read a commentary within Psalm 23, okay? So here we go. Today's Bible reading, Psalm 23, verses 1 through 6. Recommended reading, the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 17, verses 32 through 54. The book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 20, verses 15 through 17. And also the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 6 through 7. The title of this commentary is No Fear. Writing about the Battle of Gettysburg, author William Faulkner observed that for every Southern soldier, there is the instant when the brigades are in position behind the rail fence. The guns are laid and ready in the woods, and the furled flags are already loosened to break out. And it's all in the balance. It hasn't happened yet. It hasn't even begun yet. For these soldiers, the tension was palpable. Their hearts pounded in their chests as they anticipated the battle ahead. No matter where we're from, all of us men hold a piece of this truth within us. We all anticipate that dangerous moment when we'll be called upon to defend or to conquer. Sometimes we feel strong and confident in the face of challenges, but we also harbor a secret. We sometimes worry that we won't be able to live up to the challenge when it arrives. We appear to be courageous, but our bravery too easily disintegrates into bravado. We secretly fear that we'll fail to show the true courage at a moment of crisis, resulting not only in a failed outcome, but also in a failed picture of our masculine identity. David, the composer of Psalm 23, had marched into combat with Goliath, exclaiming, "The battle is the Lord's." 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 47. Since his first battle, David had continued to lead armies and had witnessed God orchestrating victory after victory. Following this life of victories, no wonder David declared, "I will fear no evil, for you are with me." Psalm 23, verse 4. He had spent a whole lifetime learning the truth about fearlessness. David's courage came from realizing that God ultimately strengthens and empowers us to accomplish whatever frightening or challenging task lies before us. David's fearlessness came from knowing that he was never alone, and neither are we. The battle is the Lord's. I will fear no evil. God promises to go with us when we engage in righteous challenges. That's true when we're quietly but tirelessly caring for an aging and fading parent at home, pursuing excellence in even the most minute details of our job, mentoring a younger person through the struggles of life, or even facing our final enemy, death. God has been and remains beside us to carry us through. Amen. Things to take away from the commentary. What's your greatest fear? What practical steps can you take to remember God's promise to always be with you? What righteous challenge is God calling you to engage in? Amen, y'all. All right. Yes, yes, y'all. So that was just a Psalm 23 reading right there. Just wanted to just share that because we all need that. We always need to remind ourselves in the midst of our situations how the Lord is our shepherd. Amen. He cares for his sheep. Okay. He cares for us. All right. So we are not alone, people. We are not alone. All right. So I just wanted to kind of do the Psalm 23 and Proverbs. I want to separate them. So I'll just do, I'll keep this one, Psalm 23, and I'll keep the next one on a separate episode of Proverbs, all right? So with the commentary. So I just want to do Psalm 23 and commentary, okay? So that's it for now, all right? What I love to do is I'll close out. Let's give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins, amen? Hallelujah. All right, y'all. So here we go. Yes, yes, y'all. Praise him, praise him, praise him. He truly is the hope for humanity. He is the one in the midst of everything. He is doing it for us. We're in his presence, y'all. He is the Adam, the second Adam, the last Adam, the advocate, the almighty, true, and living God, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed only potentate, the blessed only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting Father, the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn over all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge king eternal. He is the king of Israel. Amen. He is the king of kings. Hallelujah. He is the king of kings, the Lord of lords. Hosanna, Hosanna, the highest, king of saints, king of the ages, king of the Jews, the king, the lamb of God, the lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life of the world, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone. The Lord is our righteousness. The Lord, our righteousness. The Lord is my portion. The Lord is my salvation. The Lord is my strength. The Lord is my rock. The Lord is my fortress. The Lord is my good fortress. The Lord is my buckler. The Lord is my high tower. The Lord is my refuge. Yes, the Lord, our God, is one. There's no other like him. That he is a sustainer. He is a sufficient one. Most definitely is, y'all. The Lord is our everything and above, y'all. The name above all names, most definitely. Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahweh Shai, Yahweh ben Yahweh, Yahai, Yashai, Yeshua, HaMashiach. Barak Athal Shalom Shalom, Yeshua Elohim, Ahai Yeshaya, Yehosha Yehusha Yeshua. He is the consuming fire. He is the father of lights, the father of the fatherless, the father of widows, the father of mercies, the God of heaven and earth. His son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, can heal all things. He is the carpenter, can fix all things. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. He is able. He is worthy. God made everything in 6 days and rested on the seventh day. He could fix your situation right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the twinkling of an eye, in a split second, he could fix it right now. Yes, yes, y'all. Trust in him. Call on his name. Call on him and show you great, mighty things, y'all. Yes, yes. With God, all things are possible, people. All things are possible. Yes, the Lord will do it for you. Yes, he will. Yes, he will, y'all, most definitely. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the Resurrection and Life, the Resurrection, the Resurrector, the Life, the Revelation, the Revelator, the Righteous Branch, the Righteous One, the Radiant One, the Perfect Example, the Rock, the Root of David, the Rose of Sharon, the Ruler of God's Creation, the Ruler of the Kings of the Earth, the Savior, the Seed of Woman, the Shepherd and Bishop of Souls, the Shiloh, the Son of Abraham, the Son of David, the Son of God, the Son of Man, Son of the Blessed, Son of the Most High God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the Son of Righteousness, the Just One, the One Mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. The wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word of Yehosha, Yehosha, Yeshua, the word of Yeshua HaMashiach, the word of Yahawashai, the word of Ahai Yeshaya, the word of the consuming fire. His word is purifying silver, just as David said in Psalms. His word is a double-edged sword. Amen. We touch and agree. He is the true word. Most definitely. Most definitely. We serve an awesome creator. And the Son is amazing for dying for our sins, y'all. Give him all the praise, honor, and glory. Call on him. Clap your hands. Stomp your feet. Play an instrument. Praise him, praise him, praise him, y'all. He got you through so much. He continues to get you through many things forever. Amen. That's how amazing he is, how faithful he is, and most definitely, y'all. Boast in the Lord, boast in the Lord, boast in the Lord. Tell everybody how great he is, y'all. Gotta tell it, y'all. Most definitely. His son, is amazing for dying for our sins. His blood cleaned up our mess. He is the seed of Abraham promise, the seed of Adam humanity, the seed of David kingship, the seed of God deity, the seed of Jacob nationality, the seed of Judah tribe, the seed of Shem race, the seed of woman prophecy. We touch and agree in the authority and power name of Jesus Christ. You are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, forgiven, embraced, loved. New mind, new heart, new soul, new hands to prosper, new footsteps, new path, new journey, new dreams, new visions, new revelations, new prophecies, new song to sing, new heart, new mind, new soul, new attitude, new routines, new friends, new love, new songs, new joy, new gladness, new merry heart, new everything, y'all. Renewed strength, stability, firm, steadfast, prosperity, abundance, endeavors, open doors, blessings, flourishing. Cup runs over, all of that. I speak that in the name of Jesus over your life. Bills paid, resources there. Everything the Lord gives you, he got you abundantly. More than we can even ask or think of, amen. Praise him, y'all. So, yes, y'all, get it right. I just pray to God that whoever listens to this message, I pray that you repent and get baptized, start your life over for the Most High. You give it all to him. You surrender, man. Give it up, man. Leave everything behind for the Lord. Move out of that city, move out of that state, move out of that country. Stop smoking, stop drinking, stop backsliding. Stop hanging with the wrong people. Stop being lazy. Stop messing around. Stop wasting time. Stop the adultery. Stop all them things, all them hindrances, all them blockages. Stop all of that in Jesus' name, amen. Get right with the Lord and turn from your ways, y'all. Turn from your ways, amen. Repent. Born again, new creation, new creature in Christ. Repentance, baptism, healing, deliverance, restoration. I speak those things over your life. Amen. All right, y'all. So there you have it. All right. So it's just the word for today. Just Psalm 23. Just a reminder and a commentary added in it as well. Just know that he's with you all. Okay. He's with you. Cry out to him. Pour out your heart to him and surrender. All right. So as I close out this message, what I love to do is close out with a priestly blessing. All right. So here we go. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I got much love for you all, praying for you all, love you all, peace.